Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With the warmer weather here, spring film festival season comes to Toronto, starting with the Canadian Film Fest. It features world, national, or local premieres of great Canadian movies that will be opening later this year. It's got a wide variety of genres and topics, sci-fi, comedies, dramas, and documentaries from across this country. They're very accessible and a lot of fun, and they bring to light current topics unique to Canada. And each screening includes a feature and a short film along with the filmmakers themselves present at each screening in person. So this week, I'm writing some shorter than usual reviews to give you an idea of what's playing at the CFF this year. There's a teenage girl in Toronto trying to broaden her horizons, an ex-con in St. John's trying to follow the straight and narrow, and a middle-aged single dad in Halifax who does ritual dances to the moon. Ow. The Players, written and directed by Sarah Galea Davis. It's summer in the early 1990s in Toronto. Emily, played by Stephanie Kimber, is a naive but listless 15-year-old girl who wishes her parents would get back together. Her dad moved out when her mom returned to university and started sleeping with her prof. But Emily thinks she's found her calling when she runs into an experimental theater group in a park and successfully auditions for a show. But this is no ordinary theatrical troupe. It's run by a Svengali-like director named Reinhardt, played by Eric Johnson, and his girlfriend slash actress Marley, played by Jess Salguero. Rehearsals last for hours, full of primal screams and heavy body contact. Emily is in heaven, viewing herself and the world in brand new ways. Reinhardt pays special attention to Emily, giving her readings in French literature so she can really understand the art they're creating, which is an 8-hour version of Hamlet. Even when she spends days at the studio without ever going home and strange bruises start appearing on her body, she accepts that it's part of becoming an actor. But the cultish nature of the group and Reinhardt's increasingly dangerous, abusive, and sexualized behavior starts to gnaw at Emily's psyche. Should she see it through or get the hell out of that place while she still can? The Players is a gripping coming-of-age drama about life as a young actress in the 1990s, long before the Me Too movement. It's first exhilarating and later horrifying. Stephanie Kimber is excellent and well-rounded as Emily, through whose eyes the entire story is told. And though it's director Sarah Galea Davis's first feature, it's powerful and prescient. Get you a good girl. Get you a good girl. To the Moon, written and directed by Kevin Hartford. Sam, played by Jacob Sampson, is a corporate executive in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He's recently moved to a picturesque suburb with his rudderless teenage daughter, Ella, played by Phoebe Rex. His wife died soon after Ella was born, and since then he's given up all sex and dating. Instead, each morning Sam and Ella do an elaborate dance ritual, ostensibly to stop the moon from crashing into Earth. But everything changes when Sam's sexuality begins to reveal itself when he meets an attractive man at a lunch spot. Is Sam gay? Ella, meanwhile, auditions for a play at her new school in the hopes of meeting a guy she has a crush on, but is thwarted at every step by a cruel bully girl named Isabel. And all of Sam and Ella's lives are observed by Claire, played by Amy Groening, a neurotic and noisy next-door neighbor novelist facing writer's block. Can Ella find satisfaction at her new school? Can Sam come out as gay, even to himself? and what will happen to their lives if they stop doing the sacred moon dance. To the Moon is a funny, oddball comedy set in Nova Scotia. It's the kind of comedy where every character is quirky and armed with a quick, witty comeback. It's cute, though hard to believe, but what's really hard to believe is the totally unexpected, whack ending. No spoilers here. This may be the first film of Kevin Hartford's that I've ever seen, but it has the blessings of Tom Fitzgerald, this film's producer, who is an icon in the world of LGBT movies and directed two classics, The Hanging Garden and Cloudburst. So if you're in the mood for a zany gay comedy from down east, check out To the Moon. Skeet, co-written and directed by Nick Sexton. It's St. John's, Newfoundland. Billy Skinner, played by Sean Dalton, is a skeet, a tough guy enforcer who did 3 years hard time for violent crime. Now he's out again, back in his sketchy neighborhood, still ruled by a gangster poet named Leo, played by Garth Sexton. But things look worse than what he left. His brother can barely walk. His former crime buddy collects empty beer cans. His mom's a fentanyl addict, and she snorted away all the money he was sending her to take care of his teenage son, Brandon, played by Jackson Petten. But Billy is determined to turn his life around. No more crime, no more fights. He gets a job mopping floors at the chicken plant, spends time with his son, stays off drugs, and attends an obligatory support group. And strangest of all, he makes friends with his neighbor, Mo, played by Jay Abdo, a taxi driver, one of many Syrian refugees who were recently housed in his neighborhood. Can Billy shake off the cursed Skinner family name, or will he revert to life as a skeet? Skeet is a moving and hard-hitting drama about a ne'er-do-well trying to make it through in the tough parts of St. John's. Well acted and shot in glorious black and white, it gives us a sympathetic portrayal of the bleak parts of Newfoundland we rarely, if ever, see. Luckily, director Nick Sexton, who has honed his craft for years at the Rick Mercer Report, and this hour is 22 minutes, doesn't know how not to be funny, so there's enough humor to keep this movie from being a drag. I guess you could call Skeet Donnie Dumphy's evil twin. Great movie. Skeet, To the Moon, and The Players are three of many movies premiering at the Canadian Film Festival, running Monday, March 24th through Saturday, March 29th at the Scotiabank Cinema in Toronto. Go to canfilmfest.ca for tickets and showtimes. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.